The executive director of Violence Prevention Avalon East, Valerie Barter, applied for the funding. And now I've known Valerie for about 7 or 8 years since we started the program through other work commitments that we've had. And she basically applied almost without me knowing that she was applying for funding to try and start a program. And then it was wonderful when she did receive the funding and we were able to put something together.
It's free. I love that. And it's for women and girls age 12 and up. Who is it targeted for?
So it's targeted towards people who've experienced intimate partner violence or any kind of violence at home, especially during the pandemic where the numbers are a little bit higher. Val would have a better idea of how the statistics on that run. But we know that we've been offering free programs for mental health throughout the pandemic. We just know that a lot of people are coming out. That kind of take care of yourself concept works a lot better when you don't have to pay for it. So we're very excited to be able to do this.
And Erin, usually when you and I have met up around the metro area, there's always a horse close by your side.
Yeah.
Tell us
that
component of this.
So it's an equine-assisted program, which means the horses kind of help us through the program. It's an 8-week program, and what it's going to look like is once a week people come in groups, and we're going to do a 3-hour program with them, so you'll have your set date that you come. And, you know, some of the activities will involve bonding with the horses, grooming, but there'll be things like identifying relationships and dynamics and, you know, trust exercises and learning how to communicate better and empowering people, which if you've been a victim of violence, that's something that you kind of really need to rebuild upon. And the horses have this great way of helping us move forward and do that without even realizing that we're doing it.
What about if there's someone who's listening who, you know, would like to someday apply for this program, but they're a little bit scared of horses, or maybe not scared, maybe apprehensive, or maybe they've just never spent any time around horses? What would you suggest?
I would suggest you sign up anyway. Most people who are nervous, generally that feeling passes within the first 15 or 20 minutes. And it's important to challenge ourselves with a little apprehensive. Sometimes that's part of the process. I encourage you to sign up that we'll take good care of you and the horses will take good care of you.
And so is it underway now or is there still time for people to sign up?
Yes, it's still time to sign up. It begins in June. So we're about halfway full with our registration. So we would like to try and get to 50 people that we can reach. We're providing over 1,100 hours of support for people. So we're really excited to get this started. And it's a very unique experience, especially that is free, that we really want people to take advantage of. And you know, often women don't take care of themselves or put themselves last. We want to try to make sure that people don't do that.
Why is it important to work towards or work together to empower women and girls so that they do feel safer and stronger?
They're the leaders of the world. So we have, you know, we need to make sure our girls and our women are able to feel their strength and not have their voice quieted and that we're able to speak their truth and be able to move forward to help make a difference in the world.
And what are some of the activities that will help foster that involve the horses?
So there's kind of 8 themes that we use, one theme each week, and those are empowerment, hope, courage, motivation, belief, believing in yourself, freedom, knowledge, and action. And the activities will be kind of looking into yourself a little bit, and the horse will mirror our actions and our behaviors and our emotions. And sometimes we build some symbolic obstacles to help kind of overcome and walk through literally what we've gone through. We will lots of times sort of let the horses be our leader and let them show us things about us that we didn't know. That's the great thing about horses is they can't speak, but they can teach us lots of different things.